Ask the Expert on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Standard Life. Retirement needs to be redefined. And as retirement experts, we're on a mission to do it.
Well, joining us in our Monday expert slot is Brian Mooney. He's an Irish Times columnist and he's end of career guidance counsellor with Standard Life. Brian, good morning.
Good morning again, Pat.
Now, we're not going to talk about the leaving cert today. We're going to talk about another kind of leaving the job.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, Standard Life has done a lot of research and talking to people about, you know, how they're feeling about it. And the good news is that 89% of people who have retired in Ireland are happy, you know, and 58% of them are very happy. But strangely, and I'm you know, wondering about this, where you live actually determines in Ireland in terms of, you know, the level of happiness. Up in Connacht, Ulster, 70% of people are happy, whereas across the rest of the country, it's kind of 50 to 55%. And whether you're married or in a relationship also seems to be relevant. You know, whereas 61% of people who are married or in a relationship seem to be happy, 47% of people who are single or widowed seem to be. So your relationship, where you live, but overall, people seem to be very happy with their retirement.
Or you could understand, though, people who are solitary because they're single or widowed, their social life might be their working life, and then that's
exactly.
Gone.
Yeah, it's gone. And you know, maybe because they were maybe married and now the partner is gone, that, you know, they may struggle to find other ways of building relationships and socializing, particularly with work being gone. You know, but obviously finance is important. And, you know, again, surprisingly, and when you think where we're heading for with price inflation, currently about 68% of people who retired seem to be positive about their finances, whereas 35% are concerned about it. And, you know, obviously, you know, we look at those numbers as we get into the winter, because obviously, you know, if prices are going up, that may affect people who are on fixed incomes. But currently, people seem to be in a relatively positive place.
Now, how do people spend their time in retirement? And we'll talk about people who are not yet retired in a moment and how they think they're going to spend their time. How do people who have actually retired spend those hours?
Well, you know, people are doing very, very different things. 61% of people are spending more time with their family. 53% of people are spending more time with hobbies and interests that they currently have. And 33% of people are taking up new hobbies, new skills, going back maybe upskilling, looking at new ways of expressing themselves in either an interest, a work situation, or a hobby or a skill. And 43% of people are traveling more. But surprisingly, when you look at the people who haven't yet retired, 52% said they're planning to retire more, but people actually are doing it less when they actually retire. Maybe, you know, that they're more content and happy within themselves and they don't feel the need to travel as much.
Now, Brian, given that you're normally giving advice to 18-year-olds into their college courses and so on, at the other end, people have, you know, done their working bit. Some, of course, will do another job. They won't. They'll retire from one and join another. But how do you guide people into retirement?
What I do, and when I work with people through my role with Standard Life, is I ask people to look at, you know, how they meet their needs as a human being currently, given that they are at work and their work plays a very important role in many, many people's lives. I ask them about, you know, their relationships, their sense of being empowered or having empowerment in their life, their sense of freedom, the extent to which they express their freedom within work, and also fun, because a lot of people socialize in work. And I ask people maybe 5-10 years out from retirement to have a look at those aspects of their life and ask themselves how much of that is actually deeply embedded in your working life, and then suggest that maybe in those 5 or 10 years running up to retirement, you begin to reflect upon that and maybe find other ways than the ways within the working environment that you can meet those needs, so that when you do retire, you will have the relationships, positive relationships outside your family relationship. You will have a sense of, you feel it when you get up in the day, that you're doing something that gives you a sense of your own empowerment, your own sense of value in yourself, that you will have ways of expressing yourself socially and, you know, in terms of you know, cultural things or other aspects of yourself that maybe were tied around, you know, your working environment.
And one of our listeners wants to know, Brian, when is the best time to start preparing for retirement? Like 10 years out seems a long time.
Well, when I say 10 years, I mean in terms of your thought processes. You know what I'm saying? It's about a reflecting process. It's about being able to move from that working environment, you know, seamlessly so that effectively maybe, you know, build ways in which you are interacting with your colleagues outside of the work environment so that effectively the day you stop going to work, that you suddenly find it difficult. How do you communicate with people who are in your working environment? You know, so I would have thought that 5 to 10 years is a good move, but, you know, you can do it at any stage. It's a question, I suppose, of realizing that your working life is often, you know, a part of it, which when it does go, can actually take away an awful lot of other aspects.
Okay. Another question, Brian. How do you get your partner, be it spouse or whatever, and your family ready for you to be spending more time with them?
Yeah. Do you know, Pat, one of the surprising things is that 51% of people don't even plan for retirement. They think it just happens, and I'll think about it when it does. You know, and for an awful lot of people, they don't actually discuss it with their family. They don't actually, they feel that, you know, when they retire, they'll be at home, not realizing that the partner has a complete lifestyle that's been built up over maybe 40, 50 years of a relationship. And that when you go out to work in the daytime, effectively they have a way of living that is completely based around the fact that they're on their own or they're there with children or whatever. And then you're there in their space and they're wondering how that is affecting them. And sometimes you can have tensions. And people who actually go back out and, you know, build up new interests outside the home are often doing so on the basis that their partner is finding it difficult to adjust to their constant presence around the house.
Another question, which should you do first, retire, then downsize, or downsize prior to retirement?
Oh, I would suggest that, you know, it depends on individual circumstances, but obviously I would, if you are going to downsize, it's of itself, you know, a huge move. You're moving away from neighbours and people you've known. Doing that at the same time as retirement or shortly after retirement could be quite traumatic. If you can manage it, I would suggest that doing the downsize first and then have a retirement maybe a couple of years afterwards, or wait a number of years after you retire before you downsize. Because, as I say, you're losing two sets of relationships. You're losing your neighbourly relationships, and you're also losing your working relationships. Doing this both at the same time, I think, would be very difficult.
This one is about financial planning for retirement. You know, you think you've it all organised, and then inflation kicks in, and what might have made you comfortable might no longer do so.
Yeah, well, I mean, 26% of people in our survey, Pat, said they were going to keep working just to keep themselves busy, and 34% of people said they were going to learn a new skill. I would have thought that we have a very negative attitude in Ireland to the concept of, you know, people working beyond, say, 65 or whatever. As you can see in both our cases, you know, it's irrelevant. Age is irrelevant in a sense. You know, people have developed huge skills over their life, both the actual skills they used in their job and obviously a whole series of other transferable skills that, you know, that you could use in different contexts. And I really think that we need to change our whole mental attitude in Ireland to see that people, so long as they're healthy, that they are capable and needed to give a positive contribution. And obviously, if people are finding that they're on a fixed income, they should look at ways. I mean, I spend a lot of time in the States in my younger days in the summers out in California, and all of the people packing your bags in the supermarket at the end of the checkout were all elderly people. They were doing it for social reasons. It was getting them out of the home. It was getting them back engaged in the community, meeting people. But it was also giving them that little bit of extra income.
Sure.
So I think that maybe we need to change our attitude.
A final question, Brian, and this is from a woman who's about to retire. She says, how can I break it gently to my children that I'm not going to be available as a babysitter for their children?
Well, effectively, I think you need to be able to have that conversation to say that you had, you know, you've plans for your retirement, that you, and sort of explain to them without saying you won't be there for their children. Just say, here's what I'm planning to do with my time, etc. The message would clearly therefore get through that you're not therefore just sitting around waiting to be a babysitter. But again, with the cost of childcare, as you've discussed on many occasions, Pat, you know, a lot of parents struggle and they feel that the grandparents will be there for them. But obviously you have your own life and you need to have a balance and they need to understand that.
All right. Brian Mooney, Irish Times columnist and end of career guidance counsellor with Standard Life. Thank you very much for joining us. That's all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for the Pat Kenny's.
Ask the expert on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Standard Life. Retirement needs to be redefined, and as retirement experts, we're on a mission to do it.